In a story in the New York Times this past week, reporter Jeffrey Gettleman revealed one of the truths of the ongoing war in Iraq. Embedded with U.S. Marines in Fallujah, Gettleman wrote, quote, "The fighting in and around Fallujah is a throwback to the kind of urban warfare that most Marines know only from the movies." Mr. Gettleman joins us from Baghdad. Jeffrey, thank you, and explain what you meant by that. What kind of fighting have the Marines experienced?
Well, it's very intense, close-quarter urban combat. From the discussions I have had with many Marines on the ground in Fallujah, they say that this really reminds them of World War II. They're fighting from house to house, rooftop to rooftop, doorway to doorway, alley to alley. Another thing that they are doing is staying out of the streets. The streets are kill zones. So the Marines are trying to occupy high ground, which in the urban terrain is basically the rooftops. And they say that that is sort of reminiscent of some of the battles that happened in Europe in World War II when the Allied forces were pitted against the Germans and they had to sort of take back cities, you know, block by block, house by house.
The weaponry, you write, has also been very low-tech. Sledgehammers have been an important tool.
Yeah, it's really interesting in today's day and age when we hear so much about smart bombs and laser-guided munitions and satellite imagery and sophisticated listening devices, that when it comes down to it, this war is being fought basically by gunpowder and by lead. A lot of these Marines will go out and fight the enemy with no more than their assault rifles. They don't have Black Hawk helicopters or F-15 fighter planes at their beck and call. They're basically engaging the enemy and sort of making this come down to a battle of marksmanship.
The Marines you saw, were they prepared for this kind of close quarters, almost hand-to-hand style of combat?
I think they were. I talked to some guys about that. I said, you know, what type of training did you receive that would prepare you for what you were about to face in Iraq? And a lot of them had said that they had run through these sort of urban combat facsimiles or urban combat sets that the Marines had built in some of their training centers, where they actually erect buildings and sort of build like a faux urban setting for them to train in. But what was really striking was the appetite and the zeal and the zest that a lot of these Marines had for taking on the enemy. I mean, they showed almost zero fear. We went out the other day, we were in an open back truck where there were about 20 of us sitting on top of these sandbags. It was almost like a hayride through a combat zone. We were completely exposed. We weren't protected at all by any armor in the vehicle. Everybody has, their job was basically to go out into these areas and wait to get shot at, and none of them showed any fear. And as soon as contact was made, as soon as, you know, a shot was fired and they knew where the enemy was and they began to engage the enemy, who are the insurgents in this case, these guys just slipped right into a professional mode. Everybody had a role. The commands were really clear, and they attacked back. And in the day that I was with them, they probably killed 10 to 20 people, by our estimates, and not one Marine I was with got hurt.
I just want to ask you one personal note. When you were riding on that truck with those Marines who were waiting to be fired on, I was just wondering what was going through your mind. Is that what you'd signed up for?
I was thinking, why the heck am I doing this? I thought maybe I would be an armored Humvee or armored personnel carrier or something. And then when they pointed to the top of these sandbags sitting in the back of an open truck, I thought, Jesus, you know, I'm crazy to be doing this. In a sense, for the first time, I understood why the Americans were responding the way they were to some of these attacks, because basically they're sitting ducks, they're easy targets, and when you're shot at, the only thing really to do in those situations is shoot back. And I saw it with my own eyes.
New York Times reporter Jeffrey Gettleman speaking with us in Baghdad. Thank you, Jeffrey.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.